Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. This part of the program is brought to you by Amazon. This week, it's Coldplay all day, every day. Coldplay is going to be at Levi's Stadium on October 4th, and you can be there. Winning is for Colin 97 on the fives at 9, noon, 3, and 5. So your first chance coming up at 9.
By the way, Amazon takes over Whole Foods officially like today.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So when I went there yesterday, the woman looked at me and she goes, "These avocados will be way less tomorrow."
Oh.
I said, "I need them today. I'm sorry. I'm going to pay full price."
What'd you pay for each avocado?
$2.99. I mean, I guess I could have waited, but, you know, you're there. You've made the trip, so you might as well just make the purchase, right?
Right.
Thanks.
I'm super excited. I might have to walk over to Whole Foods today just to see what's going on. Oh. Gotta find out.
Don't you have work to do?
I do.
Yeah. Don't kid us with that nonsense. You're not going to go look at
the
prices of avocados.
Well,
there's gardening to be done.
There is gardening to be done.
You lunatic.
I know. I have a bunch of stuff to do today, but I will make time to go to Whole Foods. I usually have to go to Whole Foods anyway. We get whatever we need for John to make us dinner.
Right.
He's working way harder than I am, too. He leaves me lists now. I have a honey-do list. Amazon has a job that fits your life, seeking part and full-time associates across multiple locations and shifts in the Bay Area. Visit amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs, equal opportunity employer. So I got a bunch of kind of randoms about the fight on Saturday night. About, you know, not just about the fight, but sort of the world surrounding the fight.
Okay.
So Ronda Rousey, former UFC champion, probably did not watch the fight. She got married on Saturday.
Good for her.
Yes. Congratulations
to
her.
A UFC guy, right?
I have no idea. They don't say anything about him. Her boyfriend, Travis Brown, is what they say. Former UFC champion Ronda Rousey married her boyfriend in Hawaii on Saturday, the same day as the fight. On Friday, UFC president Dana White said, "Tomorrow's Ronda's wedding. She's really happy. She hasn't announced her retirement or anything like that. She's just focused on this wedding."
Yeah, he's mixed martial arts.
Yeah, tits. UFC dude.
A good number of viewers missed parts, if not most, of the fight. It was delayed about a half hour because of pay-per-view issues, which apparently involved a surge of late purchases, and there were connectivity issues, and I didn't see any numbers. Has anything been released as to how many people bought this fight?
I haven't seen anything just yet.
Did we hear on Friday that they were thinking it was going to be $500 million in revenue?
Yeah, that's what
revenue?
I read. I read $500 million.
Well, I read late yesterday that Mayweather could stand, if they got everything they'd hoped, he could make $300 million for the one fight.
Mm.
For that fight that night.
So he gets back end on however many people bought the
fight. Yeah, I don't know what those contracts are all about, but he is the reason that everyone came.
That is true.
I mean, I turned it on for McGregor to see what would happen to him or how that would go, but Mayweather's the 49-0.
Right. 50-0 now.
Right.
So there
but
you go.
At the time.
Right.
And McGregor wouldn't have brought that in by himself.
Oh, no way.
I've never even watched McGregor fight in the UFC.
I never heard of him before he challenged
him. Oh, I'd heard of him, but.
Well, you watch that stuff. After the fight, Periscope was trending on social media because people were bragging about streaming the entire fight, all 10 rounds for free on the site. We already talked about the major bulge that McGregor was sporting.
Speaking of, I think that's what people do on Periscope. I actually think it's a place where people go and
show their bulges.
I think they do that on Periscope.
Oh, get themselves?
Yeah, I think that. I mean,
that
I
happens
know.
On Periscope.
I think so. Yeah, I do.
Isn't
think
that
so.
Tied back to you? Like who? What? That seems That's a bad idea, people. Don't do that.
I don't think people care. I really don't.
It does seem like less and less people care.
I mean, it's really when you're doing that and someone's watching you or you're watching them or whatever. And I've not done this. I've just read about it. Because I don't know why anyone would want to see that.
I agree.
Of me.
Right.
I want to see you, lady, but I don't want to see me. So in a fair trade scenario, I'm like, nah, thanks. But I do think that's what that technology has wound up being used for.
Right.
The same way Snapchat, or what was that? Snapchat gets used for that too.
Well, that's what drives technology, right? Don't they say every major advance in technology has been because some dude wants to watch some girl do some or show her something?
It all comes down to porn.
It does. It all comes down to porn. What'd you guys think of that ski mask that Floyd Mayweather had on?
That was kind of weird.
It was so stupid. It looked so dumb.
I didn't get it either.
Take that stupid thing off. The little round mouth and the little round eye. I was just like, that's so dumb.
When was that? When he came out to the ring.
Like, he's walking out and he's got his, you know, hype crew around him. I don't know who these people are. And they're all wearing glitter and spangles. And he's got this black ski mask pulled over his face with, like, a hat on top of it, I think. I don't know. I couldn't tear my eyes away from his hat. I'm like, what are you doing?
I really wasn't paying too much attention to the pre-fight stuff because, like I said, when I ordered it, I put it on right then and left it on for 2 hours. So I was sort of walking back. But when they got into the ring and they started to sing the national anthems, I was like, don't Irish people speak English? What is she?
Gaelic. It's got to be.
What is that? She's singing.
It's not English.
Yeah, what was that?
It was terrible. Oh, by the way, you guys, we have a connection. This show has a connection to Conor McGregor in that the music he chose to come out to the ring was recorded like in the 90s in New York. It's Sinead 95. O'Connor and the Chieftains, and Tommy Igoe is playing some drummer.
Oh, was he there? Was he at your house?
He was at my house. He didn't even realize it, though. He found out later that it was his version of it. He texted me this morning. I'm like, oh, my God. So we were watching the video.
Funny.
And it is not. He's got like a bad 90s mullet. He's only in the video for like 1 second as he sort of starts it with, you know, on some like look like a kettle drum or some big old, you know, single drum. But it was so funny that he's sitting right there watching the fight and he didn't even
pick up on it. Video to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Oh, look at him. He's getting his sponsors.
It's literally that's
he's wearing a Zildjian sweatshirt.
And that's all you see of
that's
Tommy.
That's all you see of Tommy. But that
right
hair.
Right in the beginning.
So I did some research on the ski mask.
Yes.
And there's a lot of theories of why he wore it. One of them was, if you notice, his jacket was to make fun of Conor McGregor's, you know, big fashion sense. That's why he wore the crazy jacket. And they say that he wore the mask because he wanted to make fun of, you know, Conor McGregor and the IRA terror groups from Ireland who, you know, wanted to, you know, leave the UK from the '60s to the '90s.
I could actually see maybe that, but the Conor McGregor's a sharp dresser, man. That actually, there's nothing to make fun of there.
Well, he's very flary. He wore after the thing. He started like a whole big tour after that, win or lose. And it was going to be lose. He was busy. He's booked, and I guess he did this. He's doing like a 4-night thing at the Encore something.
Uh-huh. Just being there. Just an appearance.
Just being there. So they're saying draped in an Irish flag, sporting a black eye, and a paisley suit. White. It looks like this is a black and white photo, but it looks like a white suit with paisley all over it. And he's got his arms draped around the beauties who have gathered.
Good for him.
They all seem to be in some kind of uniform, don't they? I mean,
God, we couldn't stop laughing about the Corona girls. That was the funniest thing.
What did they do?
They're awesome.
Every time there's a shot, you'd see the Corona girl creep into it with a big smile on her face.
Yeah.
And you're like,
here she comes.
And if there was like the smallest corner between someone's armpit, there's the Corona. Like, watch. And there she is.
Oh, funny.
Right into the shot with a big smile. Like, wow, they really know the camera angles.
They
at
got
one point,
there.
She grabs her friend, too. She's like, give him the shot, give him the shot. And they get them together in the background.
Good.
So he,
good product placement.
Yeah.
It looks like he's making millions. Oh, hold on a second here. It says here he's doing a 2-year residency at Wynn Las Vegas. I don't know. Has that got to do with fighting?
Appearance? No, probably appearances.
Just he's going to be hosting nightclub stuff.
Oh, well, that could be possible.
So his deal is to host 4 after-fight parties at the resort's XS nightclub and Encore Beach Club. They're saying a fitted blue paisley suit and sunglasses, sporting a black eye. He was dancing all around the stage, rapping along to Remy Ma, and then took photos with Orlando Bloom was there, took a photo with him. Knocked back a $120,000 bottle of champagne. By the way, that's a $40 bottle of champagne, everybody.
Which one?
$120 bottle of champagne. They don't even name drop it. But that's what, I mean, come on. We've all been to BevMo. Get all that stuff. They're paying for the lights to be on, I guess. Meanwhile, Floyd Mayweather arrived at his own strip club called Girl Collection.
He has his own strip club in L.A.?
No, in Las Vegas.
Oh, in L.A.
I assume he stayed in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
He arrived in a brand new $4 million bright red Bugatti. Convertible. That was his official fight party. Was held at his own strip club called Girl Collection. He posted an Instagram story for his 18 million followers showing exotic dancers on the stage while money rained down from the air. He, all his friends and his entourage and, you know, all the people who were with him, everybody was in, drank for free, obviously. It's his club. $500 if for normal people who wanted to go
To get in.
And that was just to get in. Mm. Now you got to buy your drinks and you're getting nowhere near Floyd Mayweather. At XS in Vegas, which I think is where one of the places Conor McGregor was at. Leo DiCaprio, Kevin Connolly, Adrian Brody were all there partying with a bevy of babes. Diddy threw his own bash at some place called Lavo Las Vegas. They're name dropping a bunch of people that I don't even know. Sound like rappers. I don't know. So there was much partying, much fun to be had. And apparently, Conor McGregor is doing a 2-year club. I don't know.
So he's going to be doing parties. He's going to be doing pool parties.
Oh.
And nightclub appearances.
So he just hang tie out. His name to
he's
it.
He's just hanging out.
What's he getting for that?
Right. I don't know.
It says millions.
Yeah. I was going to ask you guys.
That's the car.
Who sang the anthem? How was she?
Demi Lovato. She was fine. She's a yeller. She was fine.
I didn't think she did that.
You didn't?
I didn't. She looked fantastic, but I didn't think she was singing. She did seem to be pushing the notes, like, out.
Who was better, her or the Irish chick?
Her. I think I saw some shots of her. Didn't she have, weren't her nipples showing? It's like did she immediately leave and then, no, but later, different dress, totally see-through.
Oh, at the
VMAs. So did she immediately fly back to Los Angeles for that?
She must have, yeah. I didn't think the dress was that bad.
Although they were going on at the same... No, someone was saying that there was full-on free the nipple. Like, there they are.
Oh, yeah. Good. Yeah. Well, they should free the nipple.
Sure.
It's a beautiful
why
look.
Why do we want to keep those things tied up? The fight was a success in theaters, too. It earned $2.6 million from screenings at 532 locations in North America, and that was good enough for 8th place in this weekend's box office.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you hear it? This was the worst box office weekend.
It was a terrible weekend. The number one movie.
What was it?
The Hitman's Bodyguard, and it made $10 million. Horrible.
Is it its second week out?
It is second week out. It's made almost $40 million in 2 weeks. Annabelle Creation was number 2. The only new ones on here are Leap, is that a kid thing?
Yeah, it's a cartoon. I just didn't want to.
Debuted in third place with $5 million. Logan Lucky still in there. Dunkirk. The Mayweather-McGregor fight made $2.6 million for 8th place. The Bruce Lee origin film,
Birth of a Dragon,
made $2.5 million, 9th place. And the Emoji movie actually made the top 10, $2.35 million. Let's see. Let me get to a couple quick things here. Joey Badass, Joey Bad Eyes, dumb ass Bad Eyes.
Yeah.
He denies that he had to cancel a series of shows because he injured his eyes. He's blind to the BS. Mm. He's not legally blind.
Oh.
He's fine.
Hilarious. I really didn't get it. I was like, oh, that's horrible.
Wow.
it missed me completely.
And then how was the Eazy-E's an actor who was in Straight Outta Compton? He had apparently a meltdown yesterday on a Delta flight.
Yes.
They had
Eazy-E's son, right?
No, Eazy-E,
the actor.
Right. Oh, who played Eazy-E.
Okay, the person who played Eazy-E. His name is
Jason
Mitchell.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay, so Jason Mitchell has been a bad boy.
Yes, he was on a Delta flight on Sunday. And
he freaks out hard.
They double booked his seat in first class, so there was already someone sitting in his seat when he got on the plane. Guess you gotta pays to get to the airport early.
Yeah.
In case they've double booked your
some audio. There's a lot of profanity here.
Right.
Hi. They did escort him off the plane. Apparently he was cuffed and detained when he left the airport, but they did not press charges. Delta didn't. And so he was released, and
he sounds so hurt.
He does. He doesn't. It's so funny. He doesn't even sound.
He's not angry. He sounds hurt.
Just like, I paid my money. I have things to do tomorrow.
Well,
frustrated.
I'm with him. That is a horrible feeling. And yep. You've put everything. You've got the dog sitter, and you've got the house.
Everything's
locked,
all set up.
And you've traveled, and you've parked, and you've packed, and here I am, and I got a place to be, and now you're telling me what?
That dude's staying in my seat?
Yeah.
No.
Did they have a spot for him in coach that he could have gone and sat in?
He got off the plane. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, he did the wrong thing. He flipped out, and that's the wrong thing.
Right.
But I understand that feeling. I remember many times looking at the person at the front. No, you've got to. Wait a minute. I remember when I went to meet you in Philly, and then I got on the plane to leave there. I had no money at this point in my life. Zero.
Right.
Like $0. I probably borrowed money to go on the trip to meet you. And the flight is canceled because due to weather. And I go, well, you guys got to put me up. And they go, no, it's an act of God. We don't put people up. And I'm looking at her like, I don't think you understand. I don't have any money.
I'm not from here and I've got nothing.
Nothing.
No credit card.
There's nothing. Yeah. And she goes, she motioned toward a seat next to the thing.
Have a seat, buddy.
See you in the morning.
Oh my God.
You mother. I was just like.
What'd you do?
I sat down. What was I going to do? I had no money.
Did you do an Eazy-E meltdown?
No. There was.
Was this in Raleigh, Durham? Like you'd done one leg of the flight already or something?
It was in South Carolina, I think.
Yeah. Anyway, there's the trash. Flying sucks.
It doesn't look.
Breaking news, everyone. It sucks to travel.
Yep.
What?
It doesn't look like Patty Cakes made a lot of money. That's
yeah,
the
it's
movie.
Not in the top 10.
Yeah.
And it was a crap weekend.
It wasn't even widely released,
yeah,
was it?
It wasn't, no. Yeah. No.
Will it be at some point? Or?
It should be. It looks good.
It's, trickling out. It's maybe at 100 theaters right now.
What's coming up?
It's not going to be seen by anybody. You guys.
Come on.
What's coming up in?
Houston is in trouble due to Hurricane Harvey and more after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. This part of the show is sponsored by Amazon. If you want to help the people affected by Hurricane Harvey, you can go to redcross.org/Harvey or text the word Harvey, H-A-R-V-E-Y, to 90999, and that'll automatically make a $10 donation. I think you pay that through your phone bill.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a $10 donation. Text the word Harvey to 90999. It is... I'm sure you're about to talk about it, Vinny. It's just horrific. Even just now, we were watching it in the other room, and it's ongoing. Amazon has a job that fits your life. Seeking part and full-time associates across multiple locations and shifts in the Bay Area, visit amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs, equal opportunity employer.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Napa Valley Cooking School, a program of Napa Valley College.
Oh.
Sounds good.
It nice. Sounds fun to me.
You love cooking.
Yeah.
Here's what's happening. We'll begin with Hurricane Harvey. The National Weather Service is warning that the catastrophic flooding that's overwhelming Houston, and if you haven't seen, you should, just to know, it's bad. They're calling Houston America's fourth largest city.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Huh?
I did not. I guess I haven't seen the recent counts.
Yeah.
But does that make it bigger than Dallas?
I guess so.
I
guess, but you hear about all the tech companies going that way to Texas, and I thought it was more Austin.
I did too.
I don't really know the areas very well, how far one is from the other. But, yeah, surprised to hear.
Well, anyway, they say it's going to get worse in the coming days as more rain is going to fall. They expect up to 20 inches in the coming days on top of the already feet that have fallen. They've got tons of people who've needed to be evacuated.
There's still people sitting on roofs waiting to be picked up.
One of the stories in the paper this morning is Harvey left families scrambling to get out of their fast-flooding homes, rescuers, in many cases, neighbors helping neighbors in fishing boats, huge dump trucks, and even front-end loaders. If you've seen Bob the Builder, you know what that is.
Sure.
Houston has 2.3 million people.
Fourth largest, huh?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Phoenix is behind it with 1.6 million.
What's third?
Third is Chicago, two is Los Angeles, one is New York. New York is 8, LA is 4, Chicago's 2.7, Houston's 2.3.
Wait, where is San Francisco?
San Francisco doesn't have a million.
Right, it's 800,000 in the city.
Oh, so when they count San Francisco in market size, they count all the outlying
areas.
Area.
Right.
Oh, okay.
So we're basically at 900,000, maybe 950, something around that.
Cramming them in. It's not that big.
Anyway, as Sarah mentioned, you can help out if you want to make a donation. Go to the Red Cross, text the word Harvey to 90999, and that makes a $10 donation.
Right. And support the American Red Cross anyway, at all times, so that they have some backup.
Yeah.
If you've ever had,
it may be us one day.
It may very well be.
Exactly. The news was, we were also watching, they were saying to get fuel in your car, get a full tank, because there's 10 refineries in the Houston area that are being affected, and they're offline right now.
Right.
They're actually saying it could affect oil gas prices because of all the oil that comes out of that area.
Right.
And your flights, too. That's a major hub there in Houston, specifically for United. But check your flights. A lot of them are being just fully canceled.
So here in the Bay Area, as we headed into the weekend, there was a lot of concern about the upcoming prayer group meeting, protest, rally.
The KKK is coming to town, kids.
There was so much stuff, and some of it was misinformation, some of it was correct. They didn't even end up gathering.
Right.
The other group, led by Franti and more, they did gather, and actually it was an ocean of humans.
Yeah, it was great. I was there.
Peaceful, right?
It was super. Yeah, so Franti started off preparing the space. He wanted to have a yoga class early in the morning, so he invited three yoga
adorable
three yoga teachers, including Susan.
Didn't he take a 5 a.m. flight from where he was in Texas to?
He did.
Yeah.
I kept checking his Facebook and Instagram to see, is he going to make it? Is he going to make it? Like all night and early in the morning. Well, I was like, did he make it? Did he make it?
That storm we just talked about is where he was.
Crazy that he got out.
And then, even though they didn't want any politicians there, Ed Lee did show up just to kind of support the crowd. He didn't get to talk from the stage. And then Franti put on an incredible concert at 4 o'clock.
That's great.
And just really unified everyone and poured out the love and was incredibly gracious.
On the other side of the bay, there was a No to Marxism in Berkeley rally.
Riley was home this weekend, but he was getting emails constantly from the school with updates and where not to go. And, you know, if you're in this area, get out of there. And
well,
it was interesting to see what they send the kids.
Black-clad anarchists showed up.
Boy, it seems to be a group of them over there that jump in on all the rallies.
You know, one of the things, they don't want these people masking themselves because they need to be able to find them if they commit a crime. And yet there they are on the front page of today's Chronicle, and they're masked, many of them. Anyway, it looks like they were able to avoid a catastrophe. Some people were hurt, but nothing major.
Think about 13 arrests.
Police were able to head off any wider violence. But they say thousands were out there. Your boy wasn't there, though, huh?
No, we picked him up Friday.
Does that kind of thing scare him?
I think a little. He's, you know.
I mean, it scares us as adults, so right. I can only imagine for a kid.
I don't know that he, you know, we'll have to see what his experience is like there. If he ever spends a weekend there, I guess we'll find out.
is it on his bucket list to be part of a protest?
It's not on his bucket
list. So he hasn't said, I'm in Berkeley, I'm going to partake.
No, he has not said that.
Take my shoes off, be barefoot.
No.
And say stuff.
No.
Whatever that may be.
Right. He hasn't said that yet.
All right.
I'm waiting for it.
Who knows?
Right. Who does know?
What he might stand up for. Let's get Dothraki to be an official language of Berkeley campus.
He's organizing a protest about that next weekend. That's at my house, though. So it's going to be small.
So do you think he'll be home every weekend?
I don't. He came home specifically for the Game of Thrones thing this weekend.
So next weekend will be his first weekend where he stays.
Well, this weekend's Labor Day, so he might just, you know, it's 3 days. Might as well go get him. At some point, I'm sure he'll spend a weekend there.
So you think he'll come home?
If I was a betting man, I would say, yeah, he'll probably come home this weekend.
You are a betting man. You love to gamble.
I try to not go to Vegas and not gamble.
But you are a betting man.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm
he'll be home.
I'm thinking he'll come home this weekend.
You know someone's boning in his bed when he's not there, right?
You know, you'd be surprised at how kind of dweeby his dorm is. Like, they're all pretty serious math people.
Even dweebs need
they don't know
love.
Anybody yet. I mean, well, maybe they, I'm sure, look, it's college. They're all hooking up. My kid, though, comes home every weekend.
Well, just so you might want to tell him.
Yeah.
Someone's boning in your bed, buddy, when you're not there. That's how that goes.
I've met his roommate. I don't think that's happening.
Really?
Yeah, I still think so. But what do I know?
So he's not a college kid.
Well, they're all just new there. It's all freshmen. I don't know. I can't picture the kids I've seen. He shows me the pictures. I'm like, wow, oh my God, what a group of nerds. Woo.
Very quickly, one of my buddies, his roommate was always going home, and I lived in that dorm on the weekends.
It's an empty bed. Why not fill
I'm
it?
Here. We're partying. Where else am I going to go?
Right. He brings his sheets home or he has the last couple weekends.
Oh, that's smart.
I should tell him, well, to wash them.
Right.
But I think he might make his, he might strip the bed and then make it. I should tell him, don't make it until
don't
you get
make
home.
It till you get back. Right. Someone's boning in your bed, buddy.
All right. Thank you, Vinny. I'll let him know.
They're like clean sheets.
This
Thanks.
Is great.
I love this place. I'll be back next
Every
weekend.
There's a fresh set of sheets on the bed.
Is doing it with the robot cheating. As technology moves along at a frantic pace, it's becoming more and more a reality. There was a toy that I was gifted not too long ago that they've perfected that thing.
Mm. Had some serious
it
good
worked.
Action.
It really did, in fact, work. So
but
I
that one wasn't attached to like a hot robot body.
No.
It was just a box, really.
And I just tried it because it was gifted to me. And
is it called Mouth Box or something? There was some
the Otto.
Oh yeah.
Otto
B.
Otto B. According to a new survey, 40% of people say that doing it with a sex robot or sex doll does not count as cheating on your significant other.
What percent?
40%.
So 60% say, yeah, it is. You know, did you guys ever see that show Humans? It's about these like androids, but some of them sort of become self-aware.
Yeah,
but they're beautiful. They look like human beings, but they're robots. And they have adult options. Like they're there and they're a robot. They clean your house. They pick up your kids.
Oh,
they do whatever. But there's an adult activity manual.
Did you ever see AI, the Spielberg movie with Haley Joel Osment and Jude Law?
Oh, yeah.
He plays Gigolo Joe. He's a male prostitute, Jude Law.
Oh, right.
Oh.
Yep.
Hmm. Yeah, I think it's cheating if you fall in love with your robot, I guess. I don't know. What do you think? Is
well,
that cheating,
I think
Ben?
My fear is that some kids, we were just talking about the kids who may or may not even be doing that on, you know, at college on the weekends because they're not socially capable or they're just not, you know, minded that way, mm-hmm. that they might find themselves in a relationship with a robot because it's easy.
Right.
Because there's no possibility of rejection. And if the technology works as good as it looks like it will be getting, then why would you? Why wouldn't you, I mean?
Right.
That I fear. I don't like the idea of people...
Because it's just more social isolation.
Yeah, I want my daughter to experience real...
human connections.
Dating and having crushes on people and getting a broken heart. All of that is part of growing up. She should have that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want her to be like, there's no one to date because all the boys are doing robots.
They even bring them to prom. It's super... They're good dancers. It's...
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
As it is, we all sort of have a moment where you see a room. You walk into a room and go, every person's looking at their phone.
Yeah.
Every person.
Yep.
Even if I have my phone in my hand and walk into a room and I'm looking at my phone, if I look up and go, oh my God, we're all. I have to put this away. We're all doing it.
Everywhere.
So there's no doubt that I fear about how that could go for young
people.
The
youth.
1 in 3 people say they would definitely want to do it with a robot right now, if they could.
Would you?
I would. I wouldn't. Yeah. I'd see what that's all about.
Yeah. I would probably do a robot. Why is that funny?
It just sounds funny.
Would you want to do it with a robot? Give it to a robot real good?
I don't know.
Are they trained to say, like, no matter how bad you suck at it, that they're like, oh my God, you're the best?
Well, they're there to
this is the best
help
I've ever
you
had.
In every way.
Please,
yes, yes, right.
Let
there.
Me ask you a question, Yuzi. If you could get your devil's three-way from two male robots, would you do that and be like, what, Johnny V? They're robots.
You're the most amazing bridge we've ever had between us.
Yeah.
At the same
damn
time.
At the yeah, same why not? Damn okay. time. Oh, really?
Sir.
Yeah.
Will they cook for me afterwards?
No.
Stuff?
No, they will. They're robots. They'll totally go make her the best sandwich. Here is the best sandwich you will ever eat.
And then I could be all, now go away.
I hope you enjoyed that as much as I enjoyed the lovemaking process that we just experienced.
People
you are amazing.
People expect by 2050 that we'll be having full relationships with robots. That's only 30-something years away.
Yeah. The movie Her, is that... Was that what it was called?
Scarlett Johansson, yeah.
That is a frightening look at what I feel is
but
definitely
that's not
the future.
A robot. Isn't that just a voice?
It is just a voice, but she is able to... They hire a surrogate, and that person... So she's in the head of the guy, and they have a whole relationship, you know, via... Well, I think it actually goes horribly wrong, but that's clearly happening.
A third of people would be horrified if one of their friends got into a relationship with a robot, and many would try to talk them out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
It does seem...
When you choose your friends. Your family, you don't have a choice.
Right.
You just end up with, you know, there's Jan, there's Nick. Those are the dudes who came out of mom after me. I'm stuck with them. It is what it is. But you choose your friends. Your friends end up... Now you're on a date. You got to tell your person, well, listen, before we go out, I need you to know that Billy is dating a robot. And so we're going to double date with...
Yeah, Billy and a robot. And but on the positive side, she doesn't eat. So
she's
really a cheap date. And she does all the stuff. So you better step up your game or I'm going to go get me a Billy girlfriend.
Oh, is that me?
Yeah.
Are you doing me in that?
That's
no.
You telling your girlfriend, like, hey.
No, I think the conversation goes more
on.
Like, I chose him when I was like 9. We were little boys. I didn't know he'd grow up to be a robot humper.
So of all your friends, you think Billy's the one
no,
who's going to wind
up with
a robot? No, I
just used him as a suggestion or as a name.
Do you think it'd be him or Jason, Cisco?
No.
Will it be Nipples who winds up with a robot
wife? I don't think any of them will because I think we're too old for it. It'll be, and you know who it'll be? It'll be someone your kid's age that's going to end up in a relationship with a robot. I don't think any of my friends will.
The nice part about having a relationship with a robot, in my humble opinion, is that they can't, you know, in the future when they can like run all your errands and clean your house and like every day you go off to work and you come home and you program them to be like super excited to see you and, you know, instantly give you like some stuff right when you come in the door, but the place is spick and span and dinner's made. Oh,
well, I was going to say, I think the nice thing about a robot, the improvement in technology, is that toy that you guys gave me.
Yes.
It was great, but when I was done, I was like, ew.
But now it can go clean itself. Now go take care of that.
Clean yourself up. You're filthy. Get out of here.
You made me make. Look what you made me do.
Oh, God.
Did you see the video?
I did. Was it only me or was the audio not synced right?
Mine worked great.
Mine didn't work.
And it's actually pretty good.
I like the song much better having seen the video. It's a pretty tongue-in-cheek kind of poke at herself, really.
It's good.
Yeah.
Good for you, Taylor. I get it now. Took me a while.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. It is that time. Let's talk about Game of Thrones. We'll talk a little bit more about that. And also weed. And more.
All right. After
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.